Hey guys, so I got hit by a car door while I was on my bike a couple of days ago. I told you guys about that. And, I'm still trying to get the police report from the police. Just because that is the thing that has the other dude's insurance information so I can get my fucked up bike repaired. But yeah, it's still not ready, which is great. Thank you, police, for having it good and ready. That was 2 days ago. They were like, yeah, it'll be available the same day. No, it won't. I mean, dude, listen, I'm not one of those people who are like, let's abolish police. Okay, we need emergency response teams. Like, if you're getting robbed or you're getting an inch away from being murdered, yeah, I think the police help a little bit. But bro, when it's not like your life is about to end, dude, like, have you ever gotten something stolen and then you called the police and they're just like talking to you the whole time like you're a huge pussy? It's like, it's not my fault. My shit got stolen or fucked up. You know? And everyone's always like, well, they have better things to worry about than your little problems. It's like, do they, though? Do they really? Or are they cruising around from donut shop to donut shop? Dude, I refuse to believe that most policemen are all... They're all like secret agents and they're fucking infiltrating drug dens and like assassinating corrupt politicians, right? Their day is just packed, filled with action. I don't think that's true, okay? I think you're going from one Dunkin' Donuts to a Krispy Kreme. And then, you know, back to harassing a black dude on the street. And it's like, you have the time. You have the time to fucking look into this case of my missing iPhone, all right? You're not super busy. I think they have better things to do. No, this is your job. It's to solve crimes. So yeah, dude, when your like property gets stolen or like damaged or they're just so unhelpful, you know? I mean, I feel like they wish they were fighting a Mexican drug cartel head on, like in Breaking Bad. But that's not really the case, you know. How about you don't choke a black guy today, and you help me recover my bike? That would be nice. So yeah, I mean, dude, listen, they're important, but you know, let's not say that they're perfect here, all right? So many crimes just don't get solved. I literally feel like hopelessness, you know? Like, again, if you're not being murdered, do you feel any hope about calling the police if like something of yours goes missing? Or like you have to deal with shit? The police will help me. No one feels that way. So, I don't know. It's just annoying because it's just so much red tape. Anytime you have to deal with the government, it's just a lot of red tape. I mean, a lot of police precincts have, like, Yelp reviews, too. Or, like, Google reviews. First of all, if you have a Google review and you're less than 4 stars... You need to shut down immediately because Google reviews, that's like the lowest bar. So each of these police precincts, they all have like 2.3 stars, each one. It's a struggle for them to break 3 stars on Google, which is, that's a travesty. Bro, if I go to a restaurant, right, and I look it up and it has less than 4 stars on Google, I'm leaving. Or I know there's some health code problems where they put Ebola in the soup. You know, their chicken is accidentally cooked with rats too. So even though you get like a 2-for-1 deal, it's still not great. I'm not trying to eat rat meat. Yelp is like on the opposite end of the spectrum, you know? So for Google, four stars, you know, if you didn't even hit 4 stars, you're literally serving diarrhea to your customers. But if you have 4 stars on Yelp, not even a 4.5, okay? If you have 4 stars on Yelp, you're basically serving Jesus' cum on a platter. And if you have 4.5, dude, I don't know. You could eat Jesus' ass and it still wouldn't be as flavorful. Okay? Jesus could come down and stick his chosen cock right in your mouth. And it would be nothing compared to the food you just ate. 4.5 stars. Yeah, every time I've eaten at a 4.5 stars Yelp place, I've just came at the table. It's involuntary. When you eat good food, when you eat a 4.5-starred Yelp restaurant, the only bad side to those restaurants is that there's just a bunch of cum under the tables because that's people just involuntarily squirt. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what else fucking reviews shit. You know, Yelp and Google, that's really the two things. I love it, though, when, like, a website will review their own product. It's like, am I really going to trust that? Right? Like, you're going Walmart and you'll fucking try to find like a, I don't know, like a pack of cookies or something, and it's rated like 6 out of 4 stars. You're just like, I feel like this is a little bit off. I feel like you're not being totally objective here. And then some websites will try to be honest. They'll be like, yeah, well, this is a 4.7 out of 5. And the customer reviews will all be, they'll all look so fake, you know? They'll be like, ooh, wonderful product. Very good, high quality product. They never mention the specific product either because it has to be universal to all products because they're copying and pasting the reviews into their website all day. So it has to be the most generic thing. Wonderful product. I love it. I'm so happy with this purchase. Each review sounds like it was written by some Dutch woman learning English for the first time. And this is like what she practiced in her language class. It's like writing Walmart reviews was one of her assignments. So yeah, I don't know. One thing that does give good reviews though is ZocDoc. That's a good app for doctors. I feel like they need that shit for lawyers, you know? They need a ZocDoc for lawyers, I think. Because dude, getting a good doctor back in the day was so hard. There was no app like ZocDoc and there was no transparency, so you really wouldn't know if a doctor was good or not. But now with, like, ratings, you can be like, okay, this guy's a piece of shit or whatever. Literally before, like, how could you know? How could you know if a doctor was good? You would literally, like, go into those magazines and be like, it would be like, oh, Washington, D.C.'s top 50 doctors. And then you'd be like, okay, I guess that guy. But how accurate are those things, you know? I'm pretty sure to get into that magazine, you just pay $33 and then your face is in and you're like, all right, that's good advertising. It's just a big advertisement. That's all it is. And I know those magazines are bullshit because they do the same shit for comics. And there'll be some people I have never even heard of. Comedians I never heard of. Oh, these are the comedians to watch. It's like, I know none of you and I've seen your stuff and you suck. So, I don't know. You got to have reviews for the people. That's what the comedy community needs. You know, we need a ZocDoc for comedians. Right? But it would probably be inaccurate just because all the comics would just rate each other 1 star and try to sabotage each other. I've seen that shit, you know. People will, like, just give other comics, like, terrible reviews on shit. It's fucked up. But you know, rating each other. It's all feedback. It's good, I guess. You know those people who like bounce from relationship to relationship? You know, I feel like those people need to be shamed. What's really annoying is like in our society, like it's always the people who just fuck around a lot that are shamed. You know, you fuck a bunch of people. You know, you blow a bunch of hobbits. Then suddenly you got chlamydia in your mouth or whatever, and you're shamed for it, which might be true, but it's still like you got to do what you want to do, you know? I actually understand people who will like fuck anyone more than people who just bounce from relationship to relationship. Because there's some people who are serial daters. And that's fucking weird to me, you know? And each of their things, like each of their relationships, it's not, none of them are ever like casual. They're always posting on Facebook and Instagram how like the next person is the love of their life. And it's like, I don't buy it. You've done this with 15 other people in the past 3 months, okay? I don't know how many times you've said, I love you, but it's gotten too much where like the CIA should investigate you. Because no one has that much love, and I think you're trying to hide something, which is loneliness or insecurity. Either way, you're annoying. That shit is like, I don't know. That shit's so weird, you know? Because you have to be like heartless. Like people say, like if you just fuck around a lot, like you're heartless. I disagree. Right? Because fucking, that's just like a physical release. That's all it is. You know? It's like scratching an itch. Right? Or taking a shit. You got to do it every once in a while, or else your internal organs are going to explode. Is that how it works? Is like if you don't come in like 5 months, your balls just explode? It's like God's way of saying, listen, you're not using these. You've revoked the privileges. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like you're more heartless if you get in like relationship to relationship. You know? That shit is actually, that's so weird. Like, how can you say that you love someone one day and then like you break up with them, but then a week later you're saying it to someone else? That's sociopathic. You're basically just using people to not be alone, right? You're like using people's feelings to not be alone and satisfy your own need for like companionship, which I think that's sociopathic behavior, right? If you're just fucking someone, the emotional manipulation in that is like way less than like telling someone that you actually care about them. That's fucked up. I don't know. There's a bunch of like kids in our high school who are like that. Actually, not a bunch, but I feel like in every high school, there's that kid who's always doing that. And they're always weird, you know? They're not, like, necessarily losers, but they kind of are. Like, they're still getting pussy, but it's like they get so absorbed into their relationships that they don't talk to anyone else. And they're not half bad-looking, but I don't know. Those people fucking weird me out. I don't even know how they get shit straight either, right? Like, how do you say, like, I love you? Because, like, if you say I love you to someone, like, enough, then you're used to saying that person's name after, right? So how do you not mistake, like, the different names, too, right? I love you, Susie. I mean, Betsy. I mean, Julie. I mean, fuck, right? You just ran through, like, six of your past exes before you get to the right girl. It's got to happen. It's so weird, dude. Some people, like, will just bring their, like, high school girlfriends or boyfriends over to their parents' house. That's so weird. That's so formal, meeting someone's parents. I remember there was one girlfriend I brought over to my parents' house, and we ended up breaking up. And one of the first things my mom said to me was like, the next time you date someone, make sure you stick with them before we meet them. I was like, damn. It was over at Thanksgiving too, so that shit was like, I don't know, I guess a little bit more formal. My mom was literally like, don't be bringing these random bitches into my house. All right? Make sure she ain't a whore. And then, yeah, we can meet them. I don't want to meet your fucking floozies. So thank you. Thank you for that. Dude, I've also been finding myself getting into like just like weird like head spirals, you know, which has kind of like made me realize like happiness is something that is so not dependent on what you do because so much shit annoys me, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I'm just gonna be annoyed. Like, I could literally have Scarlett Johansson be blowing me while I'm eating like a chocolate cake, and I would still be like, oh well, the chocolate isn't dark chocolate, so I think I'm gaining calories, and Scarlett doesn't really like it. It doesn't matter, dude. I mean, it's not like that all the time, but you know, sometimes you get into like negative head spirals where you're just thinking about all the negative things in your life. And it has nothing to do with the actual things in your life. It's just like your mind is just going in that direction, you know? God, I get into some fucking like, for example, like podcasting equipment, you know? I'm like, man, I need the best recorder. I need to buy all this equipment. And if I don't do anything, then the feeling just goes away in like a day. But in the moment, I'm like, oh, I need this, I need that, I just need that for me to feel complete. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've been releasing a shit ton of episodes too. Like, I release shit over the weekend. I actually did that just because like I've had too many things just like on standby, you know? Like I used to be on a schedule where I'd record an episode, but I wouldn't release it until like 5 days later because I had so many episodes in the chamber. So I actually just released it all this weekend, and yeah, it's good because now I can record an episode and then it'll be released the next day. So it'll feel fresher, you know? Then I listen back to it and it's not me from 5 days ago talking, which is good, you know. But anyway, guys, if you enjoyed, leave a review on Apple and shit, and write to me. You know, the email's in the description. A couple of you have. I appreciate everyone who has. And you guys, you have a good one, all right?